While perhaps not as risky as a bear market, range-bound markets challenge investors nonetheless. This week, we wrap up part two of making sense of the choppy start to 2026. While no doubt the thing that people live and fear the most of is bear markets, range-bound markets can be almost is dangerous. That whipsawing back and forth can be very fatiguing. And of course, with that fatigue can come in less than ideal decision-making. That's why we wanna walk through this choppy start to 2026, help explain those things that are creating the tug of war. And again, while everybody, most notably the press, loves to highlight the big scares that are out there, there's a lot of good news that again is actually buoying markets to date. This week, we're gonna discuss the final three factors influencing markets. We're gonna look at the metal pullback here of late. We're gonna discuss earnings season. And last, we're gonna look at some of the major economic data points that came out here in the last couple weeks. On the first note, liquidity, positioning, precious metals, January 30th saw a monster pullback in what had been one of the biggest momentum trades of late, gold falling by over 9% that day, silver over 30% for its biggest drop ever. Shook a lot of people. The metals have arguably stabilized. Still a lot of the analysts we respect signaling the caution flag on that, particularly after the epic run. Tom Lee, a Fundstrat, on their recent quarterly report, pointed out there are some important historical precedents to take a look at. These types of drops, while not common, have happened a few times before. Matt will pop up the chart that I can talk you through. January 1980, February of 83, and April of 23 all saw a 9% or greater pullback in gold. What's important, particularly for you investors, part of the equity markets, is in all three of those occasions, well, yes, gold was negative a year later, the S&P 500 was actually positive all three times by an average of 14%. Again, not here to predict what the market may or may not do, but it does speak to a thesis he's been working on for a while, which is one, that momentum trade was getting long in the tooth, and two, when it eventually unwound, one of the likely beneficiaries, again, could be the equity markets. Point number two, earnings season. This is actually a very bright spot, unless you're in tech. So a lot of big tech names have gotten punished here of late. AMD and Microsoft reporting, seeing double-digit declines in their share prices. Again, not a call on whether to buy or not buy those. But what's being lost in this is one, the general overall positive tenor to earnings season, with a little more than two-thirds of companies having reported to date, 78% are beating their earnings estimates by an average of 5%. Even more so, and again, part of this more complex story is if you look under the hood of the S&P 500 from those names, stories, sectors that have dominated, there's a renewed strength in some other areas of the market that had been left out in recent years. If you look at healthcare, consumer staples, utilities, more value-oriented parts of the market, they've got an average beat rate of 85% of the time. Looking at the overall market, while the S&P is approximately flat, maybe even slightly down year to date, if you look at the value sector, as reflected by the iShares USA Value ETF, again, not called to go by that, it's up double digits year to date. Again, just speaking to what we tend to talk about the market as one big thing, there are a lot of pieces within it. So while this rotation could create some volatility here in the short term, ultimately, we think that broadening of the participants within the market beyond a handful of tech stocks, again, should in the long term be healthy and encouraging for investors. Point number three, macro cross currents, lots of different things going on. But on the whole, we would argue, along with an analyst we'll share here in a minute, good news. Last week brought a shocking report with the ISM manufacturing PMI jumping to 52.6, hadn't been positive since 2022. That kind of crossing, far from being indicative of an end cycle type move, usually correlates to more of a mid-cycle phenomenon, should again be more indicative of still a lot of cycle left here over the next few years. Second, jobs. This has been an area where there's been a lot of mixed signals. This week came some positive news. as stated by Trend Macro. 130,000 net payrolls was a big beat. And they point out that growth in this January report came entirely from the private sector. Again, more indicative of a healthy economy, with actually a net negative jobs within government payrolls. One thing that's creating some consternation, continued consternation, is again the Fed, inflation. We get a big report Friday on that. Still waiting on the Fed chair to be appointed and to see how that goes. As Torsten Slok made mention, when you have all these cross currents, mixed data, these monthly, quarterly reports, also take a look at the more high frequency data points, the daily, weekly type of things. And when you do that, his summation, quote, it suggests the economy is still performing well, including rising job postings, solid same store sales, and a CapEx boom linked to policy support. Ultimately, we'll take economic strength over begging for more Fed cuts is our long-term catalyst to help drive markets. And on the whole, we believe that's where we sit today. So in closing, yes, we're stuck in a tug of war. On the one hand, you've got rate, policy, interest rate fears, perhaps an unwinding of the metal trade, AI, who's it going to impact? Where are those winners and losers going to be? Kind of uncertainty driving a little bit of chop within the markets. On the other hand, certainly important to keep in mind and why markets, again, also stay buoyed relative to where they began the year. Solid earnings, solid economics. While that doesn't mean, and we actually are in the camp, that we'll probably have a relatively choppy 2026 and renewed volatility, we would encourage you to remember, volatility is not fatal. With proper preparation and a plan, that'll help you avoid panicking. And it's that panicked decision-making when you get frustrated, whether it's a scary market, or one that just won't give you the direction you want, that again can lead to those long-term setbacks. If you need help walking through any of that, you need someone to talk to whether just get encouragement or a better understanding, we're here for you anytime. Thanks so much.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.